Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. This week's program is again about COVID and vaccines. And of course, what we can learn from God's Word about the situation. I've been researching the whole issue for quite some time, checking and rechecking claims from both sides. Back in December, Dr. Peter Bergen and a number of other physicians put together their research on the subject and published a lengthy book. It's entitled COVID-19 and the Global Predators. So you can guess where he stands. He sees COVID-19 and the vaccines as a grand conspiracy against the people. Fauci and his leading supporters are like the villains in the James Bond movie. Spectre, bringing some evil upon the world. But of course, the villain never sees it as evil. He always sees it as the greater good. Well, as Bergen and many of the other opponents of the political reaction to COVID-19, right. Well, that's what I like to discuss. And this is the bigger story than vaccines or no vaccines or mask or no mask. Hope you realize what we're seeing is a battle over two conflicting worldviews, two different spirits, and it foreshadows a greater conflict to come. Now, people have called the current COVID-19 narrative Fauciism because it's like a religion, a set of principles based upon a certain faith in man, faith in science, faith in the system. And those who hold to that religion, Fauciism, lean toward certain government policies and solutions for COVID-19. Those who operate on different principles are pushing back against these government policies and solutions. Well, just realize that the two sides in this debate are not due to circumstantial issues. This goes very deep, and it's very theological. This is why it's so difficult to convince the other side. It's kind of like an iceberg. You only see 10% on the surface. The other 90% is unseen below the surface. Well, beneath these COVID policies are huge systems of belief. And that's a tough nut to crack. So the bigger story here is this bigger worldview we can call Fauciism. And I hope to discuss that more in detail in a moment. But the second big story here is the media. The fact that the media is carrying water for Fauci and the CDC, where we can actually be in a situation where the main personalities in the media have been duped by the current COVID-19 narrative. A narrative being put out by our government and some influential voices in the medical pharmaceutical community. These actors are calling opponents of masks and lockdowns and mandates misinformation, but maybe they are the misinformation. The popular narrative in any age can actually be wrong. There are many scientists and physicians who oppose the current reaction to COVID-19, but they're either being silenced or they're afraid to speak up because, for some reason, Fauciism has become the orthodox religion for social leaders. Everyone who says otherwise is considered a heretic. Now, it wouldn't be so much of a problem if we could debate or question Fauciism. But no, even if you question it, you're considered a danger to public health and you're thrown off of all of the major social media platforms. This week, I cannot post this program on YouTube, otherwise my channel will be taken down. I'm on my third strike, and with three strikes, I'm out. So I can only post the video version of this program on rumble.com. And if you think about it, that's a very scary state of affairs. when people are not allowed to question government policy. Because it's very possible, and there is a historic precedent where governments lie. And the media is backing those lies, and social media is censoring any dissent. So the information systems in our society necessary to exposing corruption are being silenced. And therefore the public can be misinformed and deluded. So that's why I say this whole story is about more than just vax versus non-vax. This is about a totalitarian spirit. This is about mass public groupthink. And this foreshadows the coming Antichrist spirit. Imagine if the same silence takes place when globalists work to bring in a worldwide government for the health and the safety of the public, where all dissension will be censored, silenced, and even persecuted. In Revelation chapter 13, we see the whole world following the narrative of the Antichrist system. And if you object, you're locked out of your bank account. Now, Revelation 13 is about the future, but it does have a timeless application for every century. In every century, truth has been suppressed by the spirit of the age. What in German is called the Zeitgeist, which is the defining spirit or mood of a particular period of history, as shown by the ideas and the beliefs of the time. For example, the spirit of Nazism, totalitarianism that took over Germany, all of a sudden the German people were Google-eyed over Hitler, infatuated with power and the prospects of human advancement. This last weekend, I watched again the movie The Great Escape, 1963, with Steve McQueen. It really wasn't that great of a movie, but it was evident that the German prison camp commander hated Nazism. He hated the whole Heil Hitler thing. But there was nothing he could do because his whole country was possessed by Nazism. Whole nations, even the whole world, can be taken over by a delusion. Now, some may say I'm overreacting. I mean, this is just about masks and vaccines. What's the big deal? But I have this gut feeling that this is a big deal. The silencing of even legitimate concerns over COVID-19 policy should alarm everyone. I want to hear if the government's vaccine adverse reaction website is reporting 20,000 people dying from adverse reactions to the vaccine. I don't want the CDC to tell me just ignore that and do what you're told to do because we have decided that the cure is worth the risk. I want to hear if masks are useless and if children get more disease from dirty masks than would otherwise. I want to hear all of the evidence that COVID-19 was a lab leak. But as it is, internal emails show that Fauci wanted that information suppressed because it might hurt international relations. So there's some very strange things going on here, things that we can learn some spiritual lessons from, things being perpetrated by social leaders who have too much power and too great a belief in their own infallibility. Hence, we have Dr. Bragan in his book, and many others calling these people global predators. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And one thing we know as Christians, given man's fallen nature, we ought to be suspicious of power. Don't put your trust in princes. Now, I have a lot of information in front of me. I don't really even know where to begin or how to even organize this material. So let me just list for you some undeniable facts that should raise some alarms. First, we should find quite bizarre that if you had COVID, you're still being told you need to get the vaccine in order to go to restaurants, to go to work, or to go to school. Now, it's not as if the medical establishment can't test for antibodies, proof that you've had COVID. They can. And medically, it's a fact that if you have had COVID, your body has developed way more, way better antibodies than if you have been vaccinated with this one spike protein that the virus produces. Scientifically, there is no benefit to being vaccinated if you've had the virus. In the medical documentation for the MMR vaccine, that's the mumps, measles, and rubella, if you've had those diseases, you're exempt from getting that vaccine. Because all physicians know that getting the live virus creates just as much, if not more, of an immune response than getting a vaccine, which is the dead virus. But when it comes to COVID-19, the 68 million Americans who have had COVID are still being required to get the vaccine. Why is that? That makes no medical sense. The only conclusion one can come to is that Big Pharma has lots of money to make by pushing these vaccines, and they don't want natural immunities to get in the way of their business. And or political ideologues don't want to lose their control to lose their vaccine mandate momentum. Prime example, the tennis player Novak Djokovic was not allowed to play in the Australian Open, and his visa was revoked because he wasn't vaccinated. But he just got over COVID, and medically, he wasn't even allowed to take the vaccine because of just recently having COVID. But he was still kicked out of the country. And the reason was not because he might spread COVID, but because he might in some way influence others to resist getting the vaccination. That he was upending social norms, which could have, quote, greater political and social cost. Well, that's not science. That's an agenda. That's a religion. What we might call a tenet of a Fauciism, where everyone has to get vaccinated, otherwise the vaccinations will lose their social mandate. Well, a second bizarre policy is the vaccination of children. I mean, from the very beginning, children were not at any serious risk from COVID. Children were not being hospitalized or dying from COVID in any significant numbers. Here's a 2020 article from the Mayo Clinic entitled Kids and COVID-19, Why They Are Not Getting As Sick. And I could cite hundreds of articles in this regard. These children were developing natural immunities to COVID, like they developed natural immunities to other viruses. It was really the elderly who are most affected by COVID-19. But back in the fall of 2021, the pharmaceutical companies, in conjunction with the CDC and the NHI, started pushing these vaccines on children. And you can't help but think that since these pharmaceutical companies had ramped up vaccine production and they had plenty of vaccines to sell, that now they were looking at this whole new segment of the population, the 70 million children. They were potential new customers. And the government was paying these pharmaceutical companies billions of dollars to distribute more vaccines. One has to seriously consider the profit motive. Now, I'm sure this was very easy for the CDC and Big Pharma to easily justify. Even though these children aren't at risk, they assumed these vaccines wouldn't hurt that much. They may even help someone. But since these actors were all about vaccination, they weren't interested in hearing anything about natural immunities. As they say, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, especially when you get $40 from the government for every nail you hammer. Peter Daszak is the head of the Eco Health Alliance, which makes its money by getting grants from governments and then transferring the grants to various organizations that do viral research. According to the website, Eco Health Alliance administers more than $100 million in federal grants. So back from, you know, 2010 all the way to today, the EcoHealth Alliance was funding the vaccine movement. But here's a quote from Daszak. "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures, such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issue. Investors will respond if they see profits at the end of the process." And he said that back in 2015, preparing for a vaccination movement before COVID-19 appeared on the scene, suspiciously. Of course, Bragan sees Daszak as one of those global predators. Here's another suspicious action. Yale professor Dr. Harvey Risch and the University of California's Dr. Aaron Carity and Dr. Peter McCullough filed the Freedom of Information Act requesting the FDA for Pfizer vaccine data for their group, the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. They filed a lawsuit requesting the data in September. In November, the FDA told the court that it had found 329,000 pages of responsive information, but that it would like to release just 500 pages a month, giving it till the year 2076 to complete the request. 55 years. And yet the FDA took only 10 weeks to review all of that data before it approved the vaccine. So the FDA, the NHI, is trying to hide something. And most likely they're doing this because they think it's the greater good to hide the real truth about the COVID messenger RNA vaccine. Now, I hope you realize that these vaccines have been a real disappointment. They're not living up to their expectations, and the proponents of these vaccines are scrambling to save face and to save business. Now, of course, we haven't heard it described in those terms in the media, but that's what's really going on. The vaccine came with the promise of immunity, but now the majority of people with COVID have been vaccinated. So the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies say you need a second booster shot and then a third booster shot, and now a fourth booster shot. The CEO of Pfizer recently said that the vaccines have absolutely no effect against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. So why are we taking the shots? Have you ever heard of a vaccine that requires constant boosters, one in which you can be vaccinated and still get the disease and still be a carrier of the disease? So the only argument that the pharmaceuticals have left is that if you get the vaccine, when you do get COVID, it will not be as serious. But even that claim is debatable. It's all how you want to play with the statistics. The FDA has even changed the definition of vaccines in order to accommodate for and include the COVID-19 vaccine in the definition of vaccine. And so what is happening is that the powers that be want to make this new mRNA technology work because of their faith in science, but it's not working. And nobody wants to tell the truth that the king has no clothes. Now, I have dozens of other news stories and facts that call into question the whole COVID policy narrative, but I want to conclude by talking about Fauci himself and these global predators. Anthony Fauci has been funding research into viruses over the last 40 years. He has been funding scientists who go out looking for viruses in the wild and try to find cures. It all seems like a noble endeavor. And for the last 20 years, Fauci has been funding gain-of-function research, where viruses from the wild are adapted genetically to be more harmful and infectious to humans. You say, that's crazy. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, you're not alone, because during the Obama administration, people complained. And in 2014, there was a moratorium on gain-of-function research. But right before President Obama left office, he resumed the research in 2017. But actually, the research never stopped over that whole time. It was just outsourced to other nations. Now, the concern was the danger that one of these genetically modified viruses might leak from the lab into the public. And that was greater than the danger of some natural virus in the wilderness somehow making it into the human population. Plus, the danger is that this Wuhan lab in China is part of the Communist Party's military complex. It's a bioweapons lab. And COVID-19 was leaked out of the lab. One of the reasons we cannot trust the government or the media is because the story of the source of COVID-19 was suppressed. And to further the conspiracy theory, last year, if you mentioned the lab leak theory on Twitter or YouTube, you would be censored. Why was that? Especially now, given all of the recent revelations, it's considered gospel truth. But here's the question. Given the obvious danger, why would Fauci and these other actors engage in gain-of-function research? Well, here's Fauci's response in a nutshell. Fauci believes in evolution. And he said if we didn't make these changes in the lab, they would happen in nature anyway. Fauci said that nature itself is the ultimate bioterrorist. Now, many scientists disagree with Fauci on this, saying nature could never have created these viruses. But Fauci believes we need to genetically make these viruses to save the world from nature. So consider this. If Fauci and these others did not have such a Darwinistic worldview, the world would have been spared from COVID-19. These scientists thought they needed to play God and help nature along. So in the words of Dr. Peter Bragan, for these research scientists, their livelihood, their reputation, and their self-worth depends upon the continual financing of a field of science that is immeasurably destructive. Fauci, Bill Gates, and the pharmaceutical industry was willing and able to do anything to get their COVID-19 drugs onto the market, however ineffective and dangerous they may be. And Bragan calls these people a coalition of global predators. Quote, they are individual billionaires, political leaders, government agencies, giant corporations, industries, universities, the major media, the social media, big tech, and even the international medical and scientific establishment. All of them were actively benefiting from COVID-19 at the expense of the American people and most of the world. Well, what do you think? Is Fauci and these global actors truly trying to help us? Or are they global predators making matters worse by their hubris beliefs and trust in science and their control? By their wanting to be our savior, they're both acting as the arson and the fireman. So what errors might be going through the minds of these people, and what does the Bible have to say about it? I'll discuss that more in my video version of this program, but in short, I believe what we're seeing is the Antichrist spirit, Revelation chapter 18, the hubris of the leaders of Babylon the Great, the nations being drunk with the wine of her passion, and deceived by her sorcery. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website is godandcountryradio.org. Thanks for listening. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us to discern between the truth and the Antichrist spirit that's already in the world. Grant us the power to overcome this age and the evil one. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.